justice served. SafeMoon's CEO gets 8+ years for $9M fraud scheme. The dramatic fall from grace for the once-hyped cryptocurrency project SafeMoon reached a pivotal moment as its former CEO, Braden John Carney, was sentenced to more than 8 years in federal prison.
This landmark conviction underscores the growing legal accountability in the cryptocurrency space, signaling that fraudsters who exploit investors will face severe consequences.
The case highlights the risks of investing in unregulated crypto projects and serves as a stark reminder of the importance of due diligence.
As regulators intensify their efforts to crack down on fraudulent schemes, the SafeMoon saga has become a cautionary tale for both investors and industry players.
The details of the deception, the SafeMoon fraud scheme, which defrauded investors of an estimated $9 million, was a meticulously orchestrated operation involving multiple executives, including Carney.
Court documents reveal that the project's leadership team diverted investor funds for personal enrichment, rather than using the capital to develop the platform as promised.
Instead of allocating resources to build the project's infrastructure or enhance its tokenomics, the executives allegedly spent millions on luxury items such as high-end real estate, sports cars, and other opulent assets.
At the heart of the fraud was the manipulation of SafeMoon's token liquidity pool, a critical mechanism in decentralized finance, DeFi projects.
Prosecutors argued that Carney and his co-conspirators artificially inflated the token's price by creating a false sense of security and growth.
This manipulation attracted a wave of new investors who were lured by the project's rapid price increases and aggressive marketing campaigns.
However, the scheme eventually collapsed when the truth emerged, leaving investors with significant losses.
The prosecution's case emphasized that the fraudulent activity was not an isolated incident, but a coordinated effort to deceive the public and siphon funds for personal gain.
The court's ruling confirmed that the fraud was not just a financial misstep, but a deliberate criminal act.
Carney's sentencing of more than 8 years in prison reflects the severity of the crime and the justice system's commitment to holding individuals accountable for large-scale financial fraud.
The case also underscores the vulnerabilities of the crypto market, where projects with no transparent governance or regulatory oversight can become breeding grounds for exploitation.
A wider net of accountability, Carney is not the only executive associated with SafeMoon facing legal consequences.
The project's former chief technology officer, Thomas Smith, has already pleaded guilty to conspiracy charges and is awaiting sentencing.
Smith's plea deal indicates that the legal proceedings are targeting all key players involved in the fraud, regardless of their role in the project.
This coordinated effort by federal authorities signals a broader crackdown on crypto-related crimes, as regulators seek to dismantle fraudulent networks and hold individuals responsible for their actions.
However, the legal saga is not yet complete.
Kyle Nagy, the project's founder, remains at large and is still being sought by law enforcement.
Nagy's absence raises questions about the extent of his involvement in the fraud and the potential for further charges.
The ongoing search for Nagy highlights the complexity of these cases, as investigators must navigate jurisdictional challenges and the anonymity often associated with crypto transactions.
The prosecution's pursuit of a LL Chinese letter individuals demonstrates a commitment to justice that extends beyond individual accountability.
By targeting both the CEO and the CTO, authorities are sending a message that no one is above the law, regardless of their position within a project.
This approach also serves as a deterrent to potential fraudsters, who may now face the prospect of being held accountable for their actions, even if they attempt to operate in the shadows.
What this means for crypto investors, the sentencing of Carney, and the broader legal actions against SafeMoon executives send a clear message to cryptocurrency investors. The era of unchecked fraud is coming to an end.
As the industry matures, regulatory bodies like the U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, and the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, are increasingly prioritizing enforcement actions against bad actors.
These efforts are part of a larger trend toward greater oversight in the crypto space, which has long been plagued by scams, Ponzi schemes, and unregulated projects.
For investors, the SafeMoon case underscores the critical importance of due diligence.
The project's rapid rise and viral marketing campaigns created an illusion of legitimacy, masking its fraudulent nature.
Investors who failed to scrutinize the project's team, tokenomics, and transparency were left vulnerable to significant financial losses.
The case serves as a sobering reminder that hype and marketing should never replace fundamental analysis.
Investors must verify a project's white paper, assess the credibility of its team, and evaluate the token's utility and governance structure before committing funds.
The SafeMoon saga also highlights the risks of investing in memecoins and viral projects, which often prioritize short-term gains over long-term sustainability.
These projects frequently rely on speculative hype rather than concrete value propositions, making them inherently unstable.
The collapse of SafeMoon exemplifies how such projects can quickly spiral into disaster when their fraudulent practices are exposed.
Investors who overlook these red flags may find themselves holding assets with little to no intrinsic value.
The role of regulation and industry maturation, the SafeMoon case, is emblematic of a broader shift in the cryptocurrency industry toward greater regulation and accountability.
As governments and regulatory bodies intensify their scrutiny, the landscape for crypto projects is becoming more transparent and structured.
The DOJ and SEC's aggressive enforcement actions are not only targeting fraudulent actors, but also setting precedents that will shape the future of the industry.
Regulatory frameworks are evolving to address the unique challenges of the crypto market, including issues such as market manipulation, insider trading, and the protection of investor interests.
For example, the SEC has increasingly classified certain tokens as securities, subjecting them to stricter disclosure requirements and investor protections.
These measures are designed to prevent the proliferation of fraudulent schemes while fostering innovation in a more secure environment.
The rise of institutional investors and the integration of crypto into traditional financial systems have also contributed to the demand for regulatory clarity.
As more investors and enterprises enter the market, the need for transparent, legally compliant projects becomes paramount.
The SafeMoon case serves as a cautionary example of what can happen when projects operate in the absence of oversight, reinforcing the importance of adhering to legal and ethical standards.
Critical takeaways for the crypto ecosystem: the conviction of Brad and John Carney and the legal actions against other SafeMoon executives offer several critical takeaways for the cryptocurrency ecosystem. 1. Fraud is a serious crime with severe consequences. The SafeMoon case demonstrates that individuals involved in large-scale financial fraud will face significant legal repercussions.
The 8-year sentence isn't just about punishment. It's a warning to anyone who thinks they can exploit the crypto market without consequences.
Investors must prioritize due diligence. The collapse of SafeMoon shows that hype and marketing can't replace solid fundamentals. Always research a project before investing.
Regulation is here to stay. The DOJ and SEC are stepping up enforcement, which means the crypto space will become more regulated and transparent over time.
The era of unchecked fraud is ending. This case is a turning point. While scams will always exist, the legal consequences for perpetrators are now more severe.
Ethical governance is non-negotiable. For projects to thrive, they must operate with transparency, accountability, and a commitment to their community.
This case is a wake-up call for everyone in the crypto space, investors, developers, and regulators alike. The future of the industry depends on learning from the past.